Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
We haven't caught up with our good friend Ken Goslin in a while from the Hartford Courant. Obviously covers business in and around the Hartford area. And whatever he at this point in his career, he does whatever he wants. Isn't that right, Ken?
Well, almost.
How you been?
I've been well. And you?
Yeah, things are, fall is, summer's, as we get older, things go by so fast. But
they do.
Now I'm thinking, let's just gut out winter and get to May. But that's a terrible attitude. But the weather's been...
Oh, no. Right. Enjoy what you got right now, because it was beautiful the weekend.
Yeah.
Fabulous.
It was so good, and I should have gone apple picking, but I didn't. Listen, I wanted. I've talked a lot. I even talked with Mayor Arunin about this stuff. I've always wanted a grander bargain with the University of Connecticut. I would love to find a way to sort of build a mini campus that's not here and there and everywhere. It would just be some central location where there could be a robust residential community and classes. I know they have that area where they have their classes over by, I forget what street it is, where the Capitol Grill is and whatever.
Front Street.
Yeah,
right.
And now, but now they're putting in some residential stuff, and it's not far, right? But it's not right around the corner either. But just talk about what's going on in Hartford as it relates to students actually living there.
Well, what the university is doing, they're building a permanent residence hall up on Pratt Street. That's not ready. That won't be ready until hopefully next fall of 26. So they have some temporary housing, which is pretty close to where the Front Street campus is in the old Times building. And some students have started to move in there. Now, it's a small number. It's about 40. They can do about 60 there. So it's a small number and kind of, almost like an experiment, I would say, of just to see what the demand would be for students living in downtown Hartford who are going to that regional campus down Front Street.
What is the demand? What's it been like?
Well, okay. So it hasn't been like, people rushing to it, but there has been there's about 40 there. I think one of the officials told me last week that it's kind of been a trickling in as the word has gotten out that this is available here. And some of the students that I talked to, they wanted to go to those smaller Hartford campus. They didn't want to go to the big stores campus, but they still kind of wanted to live up there, which has been an option in the past. You could go to the Hartford campus and live up at stores, but that option has gone away because they've got such a space crunch up there in housing. So I think it's going to be a getting used to this whole idea.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like 40. I don't know what the one over by Pratt will be, like 200 maybe.
Yeah, up to 200 students could be there. Yeah, 50.
Yeah, I think they need like 2,000. That's what I want.
Of course. Yeah, but it just changing that mindset. And, this is it's really kind of an experiment to see what will happen. I don't know if you recall, about 15 years ago, University of Hartford had some student housing where the State Jail and apartments are now off of Main there. Didn't really work out because the campus was still where the campus is.
Yeah.
And it wasn't close. This, at least, you have the campus, the regional campus is in the city, right downtown. And so this is a different iteration of that. But what you still are missing, the numbers, as you point out, but the supports, for students and things that they want to do.
Yep.
Okay. And so that is something that the Chamber of Commerce has been talking about, that you have to have that too, to make it kind of, right, a fun place to be.
Well, that's why, listen, we can move on to the next topic. That's why a grander bargain makes sense, because if you had a critical mass, then there'd be basically a mandate to fill in other stuff, like whether it's grocery store, coffee shops, or whatever. Because, you know, with 40 or 200, who wants to start a business? Because the students aren't going to sustain that business. So the incremental side of it's positive, but it's not going to move the needle until they have actual bigger numbers. And I think that if they had a bigger number, then the kids would want to be there because it would have opportunity to make friends and do things socially. We're talking with Ken Goslin from the Hartford Current here on Brian and Company on WT.
Can I just interject one other thing?
Oh, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I've been thinking and talking to people about the idea of a place. Like, I don't know if you know these gathering places like Elicit up Manchester. We have one in Glastonbury here, a clubhouse on Main, where it's a very informal, you know, they may have billiard tables, they may have other games. And I think what the downtown needs is an informal place like that. I don't think kids want to go to a restaurant, a white table restaurant. You know, they're probably can't afford it. But, you know, that's kind of the place that you need.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Totally.
So, anyway, that's just my one thought.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
No, you can have multiple thoughts, Ken. This is a platform for you to express yourself. Listen, I want to ask you quickly about, you know, we know the vacancy rates. Listen, commercial real estate's brutal all across the country. It's just even worse in Connecticut. And Boston's struggling too. So, but there's a direct, you're saying the Bushnell project is in doubt because of that? Why explain that?
Because, you know, as you know, and we've been following for, you know, more than 10 years now, there's this public funding that has been needed to make some of these projects go, okay, that you just have to fill the gap because they aren't going to bring in enough income for the developers to, you know, pay down their debt, their mortgages and all that, and make and clear some sort of profit. Now you have, you know, you have all the office and thought of maybe wanting to convert some of those buildings, not all of them, lend to apartments or a hotel or whatever you want. But some money is probably going to, or a lot of money is probably going to have to go there. Mm. And so then the question becomes, do we focus on what we already have, the buildings we already have, or do we then shift to an area like Bushnell South where you have to build new?
So I get it. So, like, if you're converting all that office property to some sort of residential situation, then the need to build what they were planning to build there is less.
Well, there's just not going to be the money to do it. I mean, that's always the bottom line on that. So, you know, and it's to the people in the, you know, who have wanted to see this, it's disappointing. Because, you know, you've been there, and it's a kind of a bit of a wasteland over there, a kind of a barren stretch, I think it's been described many times. So, and this has been talked about for decades and decades about doing something there. So, it's you know, the pandemic.
And there's no money to do both. It's either one or the other.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I suppose that, you know, the mayor argues that you can do both, okay? But, you know, the way I look at it is the office downtown, they're such a contributor to property taxes and just the whole vibrancy in the core there that it would seem that you might have to focus on that more. Yeah. But, you know, there are divergent opinions on that.
All right, Ken, we got to run. It's great to catch up. Okay. We appreciate it.
Okay. Call anytime. See ya.
Ken Goslin from the Hartford Current joining us here.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.